Hey, Malik, Ryan, Ellen, for attempting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the moment like signing the contract there?
It was real surreal, you know, something that you dream about, you know, since I've been working since I was 8. And now to kind of sit there and have my family and friends around me, you know, my friend Jack, who did a great job working out that deal, you know, just looking around and seeing the people that are close to me, it was just a blessing, man. And just, it's truly an honor. It's truly surreal.
Hey, Emily, Case Carline right here with the Florida Times Union. How fast did this deal with Jacksonville get going, and how do you feel like you'll fit in with the defense here?
It went pretty fast. You know, my agent was just talking to me, and I guess he was talking to them when we had the tampering period ready to go. And Jacksonville just came the hardest and the strongest. And so once we found out, like, pretty much day two, you know, I was like, okay. And, yeah, so I found out day two, and that's what it was. I forgot your question. I know the first part was, like,
yeah, and just how did they kind of pitch how they want to use you here?
Just come in here and just try to do my best to kind of help the team get better. I think they said, you know, just kind of come in here and get pass rush, disrupt the quarterback, you know, get the DBs some pressures on the quarterback so they can make some bad throws and get picks. You know, you just got to go come in here and just kind of help this defense get better, and that's what it is.
This defense wasn't very good last year. It sort of needs, you know, dynamic playmakers mm-hmm. and leadership. How is that a role that you are ready to provide?
Yeah, that's definitely a role I'm ready to provide. Come in here and, you know, help the team, spread my knowledge and talk to them. You know, I'm not a big hoorah guy, but I love going out there and leading by example. And I think that's what I try to go out there and do, is just, you know, talk on my pads and my experience. And if you have a question, I'll help you. You know, it's one of those things. So definitely come in here ready to embrace that role of being whatever they need me to be, and just come in here and make plays and, you know, just get this culture turned around.
Mark Long with APO here on your right. What's the last couple months been like? Super Bowl ring, new city, new team, yeah. New contract, new baby.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'll tell you that for sure. had my daughter December, and then went to the Super Bowl, and then now this. You know, it's definitely a beautiful year. You know, definitely just truly blessed, man. I can't put it any other way. You know, just where you work hard and to get where you want to be at, and you know, somebody like me who hasn't had too many injuries or. You know, just coming 90 million, who would have thought? You know, so just to be here and talking to you guys in a new market, just to try to, you know, come here and do great things, that's what it's all about, and just truly blessed.
Malik, could you talk about how, if you had any conversation whatsoever leading up to your signing with Julius Thomas?
With JT, nah. I didn't really talk to Julius. It was one of those things that I'm not a guy, if I don't know where I'm going, I'm not going to talk to somebody if I don't know if I'm going there, so... once I found out where I was going, he reached out to me, and I told him, you know, we'll get lunch next week because I want to figure out about where he lives and what he thinks about the areas and, you know, where I can kind of go and be safe and have my daughter in a safe neighborhood. So that's one of those things. He reached out to me when we found out, but I'll go sit down with him here in L.A. in the next few days and talk to him.
Mike Hafen, First Cousins over here.
Mm-hmm.
How bittersweet was it to kind of have all that success with Denver and then eventually leave?
I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, and I realized that going into this year. You know, it's what you work so hard for, to put yourself in position to go out there and do what I did, have a great year, win the Super Bowl, and come out here and ultimately make a lot of money for your family. So it's bittersweet, you know, because I love the organization. They gave me a chance to go out there and play from the get-go. You know, they let me grow, and they brought people in there to help me grow. But it's a business, and now I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar. Couldn't be happier, you know, and it's one of those things that I'm just ready just to write that next chapter and continue going on with my career and see where this team goes in the next few years and what I can do to help.
Malik, Brent Martineau from Action Sports. Have you looked at this defense at all and talked about, you know, the scheme of it and where you might fit and how versatile can you be in it on that D-line?
We talked about the scheme with Coach Walsh a little bit and, you know, just play a 3-tech, go in there and just disrupt the quarterback and help the guys around me, you know, get better. Just kind of have that feel where, you know, what me and D. Ware did all year as far as working off each other and going out there having games and being able just to kind of work on the guard and tackle and be a force on our side. So, yeah.
If I could ask one more, obviously you go from a guy that had tremendous upside, still does, but on the rise to now being a guy that just got a $90 million contract.
Yeah.
Do you have to fight that changing you, and do you stay hungry, all those kind of things that may come into play when you're making a lot of money?
I think for me, it's one of those things that, like, you know, you go out there and you earn the $90 million contract. You know, it's all written out and you earn it. But at the same time, you have to go out there and earn it. They don't give you 90 today, you know, so it's not like I have it in my account and I can just go sit down and not do anything. It's not like basketball where I can get it all guaranteed. You know, I still got to go out there. You still got to play, but it's not like, you know, I got to go earn all of it. You know, and it's 6 years, 40, 42, 45 guaranteed. So, and I want 90 of it. I want all 90. So I have 6 years to go out there and earn it, and that's how I feel about it, you know. Anything can be started. This game can be taken away from you at any time. So just got to go out there, get my best, and earn all 90. That's how I feel about it. You know, it's nice to have a contract, but to say at the end of the 6 years, like I say, I earned all 90, I think that'll be – that'll be the biggest accomplishment.
Hey, Malik, a lot of past bad downs in your career. Mm-hmm. What pride do you take in being able to read and react to reports like that?
I take a lot of pride. That's you know, as a D lineman, you got to do whatever it takes. You know, you're not always going to get to the quarterback. You're not always going to be in his face chasing him down. So to bat a ball down and get your name called out or jump in a fumble in the end zone, you know, it's one of those things. It's just whatever you can do to kind of be disruptive. And I think that's one thing I learned my last year in Denver that I feel like bring here, just overall hustle and just doing whatever it takes, man. You know, don't be one-dimensional. You know, go out there and bat balls, get pressure, be great at run-stopping. You know, got to be an all-around defensive lineman. I think they have the dogs here to do that. I just hope I can come in here and fit in.
Malik, you guys a couple years ago went up against the Jets and Chris Ivory. Mm-hmm. What are your impressions of him as a running back and now him being your teammate?
Well, 2 years ago when we played him, he was a great running back. You know, somebody who was really coming into himself. And then last year, watching him run over guys and run away from guys and stiff arm guys, definitely I'm glad we didn't play him. You know, that's one of those things. He was definitely running through defenses. I'm glad he's my teammate. You know, he definitely got blessed with his contract too and what he's been doing. He's definitely a great player. And I'm happy for him and happy for everybody who came through this place with me today and are blessing their families. So I think he's a great back. I think he's going to help this team a lot. And can't wait to get better with him in practice.
And Tyshawn Gibson, I don't know if you have any...
The safety?
Yeah, the mm-hmm. safety. I don't know if you have a relationship with him, but it just what does that mean for you and your position if you've got a guy back there that can keep the quarterback from, you know, holding the ball an extra second or so?
I mean, that's what it is. You know, I got to talk to him briefly and get to talk to him a little bit. But working hand-in-hand on our defense is all 11 is key. You have to have – to get a great pass rusher, you have to have time to rush. And get, you know, the secondary has to cover and vice versa. You know, sometimes you got to get back there, bat balls down, so the secondary, you know, can kind of make up for their mistakes. I think it's just for him to be back there, for me to be down there, you know, we get the guys who are here. I mean, we got dogs. We just got to get that mindset and that talent together and really go out there and work. And I think we can do that. We just got to get together, man. It's a team effort. And from the D-line to the safeties, we all got to work in between.
How big has that been in a league where quarterbacks are throwing 40, 45 times?
Will they pass 30, 45 times or run?
Pass.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's key, you know, to go out there. And, I mean, you know, last year you had guys like D-Ware and Brown, you know, who get off the edge and pressure and make them step up. But if you don't have nobody there to stop them from stepping up, then it really doesn't mean anything. And I think that's why, you know, that's what kind of put me over the top is I was able to kind of get that push. And having Derek Wolfe in there to kind of, you know, have the offensive lineman have to block people one-on-one and not really kind of slide towards me all the time or slide towards him all the time really helped me out. So I think to be able to get the inside push is huge, you know, especially when you have great edge rushers and you just got to work on it and just keep going and get the sacks when they come to you. So, yeah.
Malik, Gene Fournette from the Times Union. Could you talk about the emotional tug, if there was any, mm-hmm. from your teammates in Denver, whether Von Miller or whomever, about – staying with the team, or mm-hmm. do they kind of just leave you alone and understand that it's really all about business in the offseason?
You definitely have some guys talk to you, you know, they say, oh, well, I took this pay cut to stay here, and I did this here to stay here. And it's one of those things that I think we all have different priorities, you know. I mean, my priority is to take care of my daughter and my family. You know, I came into this league by myself, and I'll leave by myself. And it's one of those things that, you know, I love the Broncos for their for helping me out, but it's a business, and that's how I feel about it, you know. So I think a lot of guys came and said, oh, stay here, we can do this, we can do that, but my mindset is take care of my family and go out here and just help teams get better. And my time is done there. My time is done there, so it doesn't even matter. Yeah.
Got one more on here. On the right spot.
Sorry. Mike Rocco, ESPN. Do you still look back on that fumble recovery in the Super Bowl? Do you still have a hard time believing everything that would happen at that point?
I look back at that fumble recovery, you know, and think that Von had a great rush and I, you know, scooped the ball up. It was one of those things that I think I was just where I was supposed to be. You know, if roles were switched, I wish I was Von and he was me. I'd love to go out there and get a strip sack and have him pick up the fumble if that was the case, you know. But I look back at it, I made a huge play. But, you know, for me, it's about getting sacks, making tackles, and getting the quarterback's face. And that's why I try to do that. That touchdown was cool. It helped the team. But at the end of the day, that's not what I make my money off of. So
you would rather have a sack than a touchdown?
Yeah, I would rather have a sack than a touchdown. Yeah.